nagbukas ang ikatlong round ng formal na usapang pangkapayapaan sa pagitan ng National Democratic Front of the Philippines at Government of the Republic of the Philippines ngayong umaga dito sa Roma, Italia, kahapon ng alas 5 naman sa Pilipinas. Sa kabila ng maraming problemang sumulpot nitong mga nakaraang buwan, nagpahiwatig ng pag-asa ang kapwa panig na mapagkakasunduan ang mga mahalagang usapin tulad ng Comprehensive Agreement on Socio-Economic Reforms at Comprehensive Agreement on Political and Constitutional Reforms. Subalit malinaw na target ng GRP panel ang pagkakaroon ng bilateral ceasefire agreement bilang sentrong agenda nito sa usapan.
Likewise, I am one with President Duterte's optimism that in this round of talks, we will be able to finalize and approve a joint ceasefire agreement. Towards this agenda, the GRP has come prepared to exchange and discuss our drafts on the said issues to be the subject of an agreement.
Nanindigan naman ng NDFP na tupdin muna ng GRP ang mga nakaraang kasunduan ng pagpapalaya sa mga bilanggong politikal at iba pang mga issue.
We have repeatedly raised the issue of the release of all the NDFP listed political prisoners as a matter of justice and obligation on the part of the GRP under Carine. We have also been repeatedly assured by our colleagues on the other side of the table. But sadly, close to 392 to be exact, of these political prisoners still remain in jail. We clearly state today that the release of the above-mentioned political prisoners should not be seen as a mere confidence-building measure or a gift to the NDFP. It is a matter of justice and obligation of the GRP under Carine. Neither should the political prisoners be treated as trump cards to extract concessions from the NDFP. Such conduct is bound to further erode mutual trust and confidence.
Dagdag pa, ginagawang kasangkapan ng Armed Forces of the Philippines ang namamayaning reciprocal unilateral ceasefire ng kapwa GRP at NDFP upang labagin ang karapatang pantao ng mamamayan sa hindi bababa sa 43 probinsya sa buong bansa ayon sa NDFP.
Over other violations of Carine and JASI, such as the non-resolution of the enforced disappearance and murder of JASI-protected NDFP personnel during the time of Arroyo regime, betrayal of trust and the continued imprisonment of 3 JASIC-protected NDFP consultants who have been promised presidential pardon, surveillance and harassment of recently released consultants participating in the ongoing peace negotiations, continuing military operations that terrorized communities under the guise of peace and development projects of Auckland Bayanihan, arbitrariness and absence of due process in the anti-drugs campaign, and the failure to render justice and compensate the victims of martial law.
Sa halip, hinikayat ni NDFP Chief Political Consultant Jose Maria Sison ang kapwa NDFP at GRP na magkonsentra sa reformang sosyo-ekonomiko upang mapalaya ang sambayan ng Pilipino sa kahirapan at kawalang katarungan. Ito umano ang hinaing ng sambayan ng Pilipino.
As in the previous two rounds of formal talks in Oslo, I continue to declare that the two negotiating panels can negotiate in a non-adversarial way and overcome any obstacle by addressing the roots of the armed conflict and seeking to satisfy the demands of the people for basic social, economic, and political reforms in order to lay the foundation of a just and lasting peace and build a Philippines that is truly independent, democratic, just, prosperous, and progressive.
Sa susunod na 6 na araw, haharapin na ng GRP at NDFP ang kanilang napagkaisahang agenda. Umaasa ang parehong panig na iba yung maisusulong ang mga kasunduang kapaki-pakinabang para sa sambayan ng Pilipino. Nag-uulat mula sa Roma, Italia. Ito si Raymond Villanueva ng Kodaw Productions para sa Alter Media.